Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening.
Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And I am so honored to get to be here again, holding space and sharing with you. So welcome to the show. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of the book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that I scribe for the High Council. And that includes Jesus and the Archangels and other light teachers who have gathered to assist us on this awakening journey. And you can get a copy of the book if you don't have one. It is on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble and the Balboa Press bookstore website. So it is now a number one international bestseller. Very excited, because for me, that means that we are igniting love and that we are joining together to remember the love that connects all and to be here to connect as light workers and love advocates and connect our hearts and create a vibration of love and higher consciousness to create the change that we are needing in the world. So, as you might sense in my voice, I am passionate about this, and Love's Curriculum has also become really my heart's movement to create a world of love and higher consciousness. And it is definitely part of my soul assignment. So, today we are going to talk about relationships. I will read from Love's Curriculum. And today I'm also going to open space for the High Council to come through and lead us on a guided journey that was something they suggested in Love's Curriculum. And then towards the second half and end of the show, I will take callers. So it's your chance to phone into the show and ask the High Council a question, or simply ask that they give you a little mini message of what is important for you to know today. So, as before we dive into this, what I would say is heated, complicated issue of relationship, I'm going to do what I like to do before I speak or tune in or lead a group, is to surrender and set a prayer of intention. So, I'll do that now. So, I ask that this radio show be surrendered to you, Spirit, God, Creator, all that is, and that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that love work through me, come through in my words, so that it is perfectly just what all of you are needing, that it's in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. All right, so relationship. I was drawn to this topic, and it's neat because in the Facebook group that I lead, which is called Lightworkers and Love Advocates, and I invite you to join if you're not already there. You can search Lightworkers and Love Advocates on Facebook. And it seemed just yesterday and today that there was quite a few posts about relationship and partnership. And so it was neat to see that perhaps we are, or that was the inspiration, that it is so true that we are all connected and that there are these kind of waves of opening or topics that are running through all of our lives at once. So today, relationships. And really, when we look at it, relationship is really everything. There's the relationship we have with ourself, with God, with the world, with Mother Earth, with our family, with the world outside, with friends. So really, we are relational beings. And truly together, we will all awaken. It is in remembering that we are all one that we awaken. So relationship is part of everything. It's really the foundation of how we move in the world and how we perceive from this seemingly separate beingness, these separate bodies, that we're in relationship with everything. So today our focus will be a little bit more on the personal relationships, or what could be called special relationships, those specific people who are important to you, whether it be a love relationship, a partnership, a spouse, a child, children, pets, friends, bosses, those specific people in your life. And I was beginning to look at chapter 21, which is the chapter I've picked for us to look into today. And it's called Love in Relationships, and it's in the voice of Jesus. And I started to read it and had this feeling again of, oh, this is a complicated, detailed topic. And I think one that so many of us, right, it's on our minds all the time. It's dear to our hearts, whether it's especially love relationships, finding a partner, or how is your relationship doing, or are you single, or are you married? That often can be something that consumes a lot of our energy and time. Or how am I doing with my children and my family? And I know for me personally, I have had what might be called a bumpy road in terms of love relationship. I've been through 2 divorces, remarriage. I have experienced knowing past karma with partners, memories of past lives, soulmate relationships, twin flame relationship, seeing the greater purpose and learning from why relationships ended. And they have definitely, I have been a challenge and also a great learning for me, because it is through relationship that we are always, always growing and healing and learning. And that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today, is this idea that's in Love's curriculum, as well as in A Course in Miracles, this idea that our relationships are meant to lead us on this journey of awakening, that they can be used to heal and to see the truth and really claim and discover the truth. We can, in relationships, we can learn to remove projections, to heal shadow sides of ourselves. We can learn to move beyond judgment and attack and see what's really going on. We can heal old trauma and limiting beliefs from the past, because when they come up in relationship, it gives us a window into the past. It gives us a signal that there's something that needs to be corrected and let go of. Basically, relationships give us the ability to see and remove the barriers to love. They can be a place where we can regain our voice and our power. They can be places where we can learn compassion and understanding. So the list of possible healings and learnings in relationship are likely as long as the possible troubles we can encounter within them, or the painful feelings that we might encounter, the complications that we might encounter. So ultimately, relationships are fuel for awakening. And so I'm going to read a quote from chapter 21 in Love's curriculum. All interactions and relationships with all your brothers and sisters, they are meant to bring you home to God. They are each opportunities to awaken to the light in all, to oneness and God and home. And that's from, again, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, chapter 21. And so I'm going to begin to read from chapter 21 and let it guide our discussion. I'll read some passages and maybe we'll talk a little bit about it, but partly because this topic of relationship can feel muddled at times or feel confusing, especially when we are so immersed in them. We can't often see beyond them because we naturally are living in them. So I'm going to turn then more in this radio show to the Words and Loves curriculum and that guidance that we find there. So I'll begin with reading again a little, it's not an introduction, but it's a passage that kind of talks about what we're about today, because we are focusing on this idea of special relationships, those relationships with the specific people who are important in our lives. So this is, again, this is in the voice of Jesus. And he says, "For now, we will focus on healing in your special relationships with those whom you seem to care for specifically and personally, and sometimes mistakenly at the exclusion of others and all. We wish for you to know how to love specifically and still know the love of all, to still see love in all and still receive love from all. We wish for you to love specifically while still experiencing the ocean of love in which you and all exist together infinitely until all dissolves in light, bliss, connection, and God." So for me, that's an important piece, is that we are meant to have special people in our lives that we love somehow specifically, but yet to still know that that love isn't everything, that our love as well can extend to all, that it doesn't exclude all just because we might have specific special relationships in our lives. So how to love specifically and let that be a representation of this greater love that God has for us and that is in all and that is us. And so now I'll read the beginning passage of this chapter called Love and Relationships. "The amount of love that you are able to express and enjoy and share in the special and significant relationships in your life will continue to grow and flourish as you treat your love like a seed that must be watered to grow well in the garden of life. Your love needs nurturing and sunlight and love and compassion. It needs honesty and truth. It needs vulnerability and willingness from both partners. Your partner may appear to hide willingness, making it easy for you to judge and condemn the other as the cause of all the problems and say things like, 'If only you would.' Letting go of this image of your partner, the illusion and fantasy you project on your partner as the unwilling one, or the problem one, or the uncaring one, whatever label the ego uses to judge him or her, will be like a loss, but then it allows the true relationship to begin and allows the Holy Spirit to enter. Ask the Holy Spirit to enter and remove the fantasy, to let you see the true healing purpose of the relationship. All relationships have healing as their purpose, salvation as their purpose. There is no avoiding it." So there, I'm stopping. I'm going to talk a little here. So there, for me, that's so important that we need to get beyond this idea that there are good guys and bad guys, or that one partner is more willing than the other. Again, even though it may appear that way, that underneath the surface, both are working unconsciously, you might say, or if we're looking at it, that ultimately it's a healing relationship, that both are lending help to the other. Both are giving the other an opportunity to learn and to grow. And that when we bring in the Holy Spirit to guide our relationships and to make them a healing relationship and to get past the ego that sees it as good guys and bad guys, that then the healing can occur. So now I'll read another passage from chapter 21. "Love in relationships, it is about forgiveness. It is about reaching beyond your station to another plane of light within relationship so that you may hold the light for each other and keep going. It is about you shifting things for you. The energy of your relationship is tumultuous as you both try to get and take from the other and make the other your savior from the pain. The pain must be felt and healed by both of you. Make no doubt about it. And you both are afraid to feel the pain. That is natural and the mechanism of the ego. However, it may appear on the surface of the situation that one partner is more willing to heal and address the pain. In this case, you may be afraid and in the light and awareness of the need to feel the pain, while the other is afraid and in the dark. If so, you hold the light. The other has shown you how often he or she is in the darkness of fear. He or she has lost their way, and you must hold the light. But it is not your responsibility to save the other. Both are simultaneously true. This is an important and confusing distinction for most of you. You are the light bearer and not the rescuer or savior. So I'm going to stop again there. So isn't that one of the traps of relationship where we can get codependent or think that if we are holding the light, so to speak, or can see things more clearly in that moment than the other, that we might fall into this idea that we are better than or need to rescue or be the savior. And so here is a reminder that that's not true. You're both bearing the light for each other ultimately. And if one is holding the light more strongly at one moment, that it is to keep holding that light and letting God love through, not thinking that it's then a responsibility to save the other, that you're both working as a team. So now I'll read another section here. So specifically with love and relationships, and specifically special relationships between husband and wife or partners, always remember that you are one entering heaven together. Always remember that you are ancient friends and allies. Whatever move you must make to stay, to leave, to change, to heal, always remember the truth that you are both light, that you are both whole and holy home. Call on that truth and it will save you both, no matter what appears to happen or not happen in the relationship or the lives of each of you and those around you. Let the details go. They are merely details in the illusion. We know that it is hard for you to do, as the illusion and the details seem so real and seem to demand your attention. Demand your attention to the point of clouding the light and the truth of oneness and healing together and salvation. So make it a practice to shift back to perception of true reality. Holding that light is where miracles happen and love, true love, the love of the Creator, of the Father who loves his sons and daughters, may enter, making it a holy relationship. Do this as best you can. We know that at times it still feels difficult. Yes, that is why you still appear there in body and form in the third dimension. And it is your work to lift the veil, to allow us to help, to allow true love to enter and cleanse and wipe away the tears of rejection and separation and fear and loss, allowing you both to be welcomed home together, hand in hand. And this is true whether you are literally together in body form, hand in hand or not. You enter hand in hand at the soul level, at the level of oneness and unity, always holding the light of truth. And so again, I'll stop there. So here, this offer of support, and Jesus and the High Council go on to talk more about how they are there to help in our relationships, how we can surrender and ask that truth and light and healing and direction and honoring that both in the relationship are light, and being able to let go of the details and to trust. And to trust that you are together, whether you stay together in physical form or not, that healing is still happening, that oneness is still true. And so now I will finish with the last passage from this chapter on love and relationships. From here in the fifth dimension, we have true knowledge and wisdom given to us by God Himself, that is given to you as well, offered freely, always there, never taken away, wholly present, always. We help you to see at the direction of the Holy Spirit, the wise and loving counselor and guide, given and sent to you by God Himself, who has not forgotten His sons and daughters, and you have not forgotten Him. You only believe yourself, think yourself to have forgotten. And we know the truth and help you remember, even in the darkest of times and most difficult of times in your relationships, your special love relationships. They are all opportunities to claim and see the truth in the light and to join with your brothers and sisters in oneness at the level of hearts and souls and mind. Again, be not so concerned about how the details unfold. There is no right way. Be kind, be love, and remember the love and oneness beyond the seeming ins and outs and details and losses and gains of your life. Forgive it all. Forgive the detail as illusion. Forgive the detail as only a mirage or a shimmering image on the surface of the water, a moving being played. Know that the truth lies beyond and below and beneath and behind it all. The truth just is, the truth that is all existence, and the details merely transitory wisps and mirages. Play the movie you wish to see based on truth by tapping more and more into the underlying truth, the truth of oneness and love, of home that is here and never left. Connect with home here and see the movie play out in different ways, each moment and detail, a gift for the Holy Spirit to do His work, each moment shining now with love, no matter what the scene. Love, love, love everywhere. Always remember that love is there and that we are here to comfort and guide you. We are here in truth with you. We are here a part of you. You are waking up. We are you waking up. Listen to our voices. We are you. You are awake. All right. So as you can see, lots in there. And that was just a little bit of that chapter on relationships and love and relationship. This idea of surrendering it to be a healing relationship, to seeing the truth beyond the details, to allowing love and comfort and support, for allowing our relationships to bring us home, to help us heal and remember the light and the truth. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, I'm going to ask the High Council to guide us through a little practice they suggested that we do in Chapter 21. And it's around a life review and seeing, getting in touch with that part of us that's yearning for love. All right, we'll see you back shortly.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring relationships, this complicated, often complicated, heated, all-consuming idea of relationship and those specific and special relationships in our lives. So we've been surrendering lots to the High Council and reading from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 21. And Love's Curriculum, again, if you're just tuning in, is the book on which this show is based. And you can get it on Amazon, Love's Curriculum. So I am now going to share another passage and suggestion that is made in Chapter 21. And it is this. Jesus says, "It would be helpful to let the angels guide you on a life review. Ask one of your guardian angels to sit in front of you, holding your hands and seeing into you, witnessing to you, making it safe. Let the angel see into you, you in this lifetime, and you and your soul essence beyond this lifetime, all of you. It is our hope that in this process, you will come to identify that there lives within you, active in your relationships, a part of you that is like a young child who wants love, love of God, of home, of your mother and father. You have missed love and home and searched for it in others and the world outside you. And yet that is not the purpose of here, the world of form. The purpose of here is to forgive and reach salvation and remember home, but not have others give it to you." So I thought what we'll do is see what process the angels and the High Council would want to guide us through right now around this idea of finding and getting in touch with that part of us that just yearns for love. It's a human part that yearns for it from our parents and from others, and a spiritual part that is yearning for God, but realizing that it's not outside of us or to get out there. In fact, another one of my really just teachers that I adore, Ram Dass, if many of you may know him, he had this quote that's very similar. He had this to say about the nature of love. "The most important aspect of love is not in giving or the receiving. It's in the being. When I need love from others or need to give love to others, I'm caught in an unstable situation. Being in love rather than giving or taking love is the only thing that provides stability. Being in love means seeing the beloved all around me." And that again is Ram Dass. So I'm going to close my eyes, invite you to sit back and close your eyes. And I'm going to ask that we be guided on a little guided journey healing around this idea of this part of us that's yearning for love or perhaps looking for love outside. So I ask that the High Council draw near, that your angels and guides come and witness to you and be here for you as we are guided on this journey and meditation. And I ask that my guides and the angels that work with me help me be a clear conduit for this guided journey. And we ask that it be in the highest good of all, in the name of love. And so it is. So again, take a few deep breaths, closing your eyes, feeling your seat in the chair, your feet on the ground, taking a few breaths. So welcome all of you beloved ones who, in your willingness to be here today and to listen, have already taken a step towards the remembering in your heart of this love that goes beyond form, this love that is there always and that you need not seek for, that does not lie outside you, but in you. And it also lies in all that which you experience and see, and those others who journey with you. And yet many of us get stunted in our growth naturally, in this spiritual growth to knowing this divine universal love that is active in your relationships, most definitely, and yet cannot be found in another. There's a slight difference. It is in the other and in your relationship between each other, and yet it's not outside of you. You're not lost without it. That love is always there, whether that certain specific beloved is there or not. So we do wish that you close your eyes and allow a guide, an angelic being, Jesus, whomever you wish, one of us from the High Council, an archangel, and see them come and stand in front of you, looking at you. And if you're willing, ask that they sit in front of you and that you could place your hands in their hands. So you're holding each other's hands. And now we ask that you look into each other's eyes and allow this guide to see you, to see into you, to see into your heart and its heartbreak or pain or the loss or your longings. Sharing that now, allowing this love and light angelic being. And at the same time that you're allowing them to see into you and your, again, your heartbreak or wounding in love, relationships, or your loss or the death of a loved one, your heartbreak and heartache, that at the same time they're gazing into seeing you, that you allow your eyes to look into this angelic being's eyes, this guide's eyes, these eyes in front of you that hold the truth, that hold light, that hold the fact that you are connected with everyone in your life, no matter what takes place in form. This part of you that is being held by God and loved by God, comforted in the arms of this angel and God always through all of your life. And just make that intention that as you are doing this process, that knowing will grow inside of you, your experience of knowing that love that is there always, that is in and around you, eternal, that your awareness of that grow here now. And just allowing space for this communication, this eye gazing and sharing with this angelic guide, knowing that this whole process is protected in a golden white light and a pink white light of love. And our energy here on the High Council, this high vibration of oneness and healing and love and safety and peace. And now share also from your heart those beautiful, beautiful moments of love, of how dearly you love your pets and they love you, how dearly you love your babies, your children, your parents, a friend, a teacher, any loved one. So sharing now as well that love that is in your heart that brings you to tears, that if you open your heart past the pain and the heartbreak to this rich, beautiful love that is a symbol of God's love in form, knowing that your love you feel for those in your life is God's way of love expressing in the world. So sharing, letting this angelic guide see that love as well. Those instances of love, the moments of love, how dearly you hold each other and those in your life. And just letting that beam out of your heart. And now together, holding hands with this angelic guide, see this love that you are sharing with this guide about those you love. See it expand beyond the two of you. See that this love infiltrates and goes out into all the nooks and crannies of the world and spreads out between relationships, all people in the world, between all the mothers and fathers and daughters and sons and friends and counselors and doctors and patients and teachers and students, that this love find its way out and ripple out into all relationships so that each relationship can strengthen in this love that is God's love manifesting in specific relationships. And just asking that this love raise everyone up, that we all raise to this love, to allowing this love, to moving past the barriers to love and the heartbreaks, letting those fall, letting those be felt and seen and held in comfort so that you can move into this love, into this love that is rich, open-hearted, that all the world could act from this place of love. Let this love guide them, their words, their actions, their beliefs about themselves, that this love is how they feel for themselves and others. And now extend this love, seeing it envelop all of the earth, this Mother Earth. And as you do, feel her love for you as well. The fiery earth, the energy of earth that supports you. So giving and receiving love with Mother Earth. And now feeling the love from the Creator, from God, from His divine helpers and all their spiritual forms. Feeling and giving love, receiving and giving with these divine helpers and beings in spiritual form. And then seeing all of this love extend out through the universes to other planets and worlds and dimensions and galaxies. And knowing as you do that it all is contained within you, within this love that you feel in your heart that embraces all. And now gently bringing your awareness back into this hand on your heart, back into your physical body. Your body is sitting in the chair listening. And just honoring and giving thanks for this experience and for this love and this learning. And we do say thank you. And so it is. All right. Well, that was pretty spectacular. So we are going to take another quick commercial break. And when we get back, I am going to make space for callers. So let me give you the number. It is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And when we get back, you can call in with a question for the High Council or ask for a mini message from them. All right, we'll see you back soon.
Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Hello and welcome back. This is Jenny Hogg Ashwell. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul divine purpose. We are talking relationships today and seeing that all relationships are fuel for awakening, can be surrendered to love for healing and learning and growing and remembering oneness. And right now I am taking callers. So I'm going to give you the number again. It's 1-888-627-6008. And you can call in and ask the High Council a question. Maybe it's a question about relationships. Or you can ask for a mini message, just letting them say what they would like to you. So we don't have anyone on the line quite yet. So I'm going to tune in and give the group a message, which is often, I usually do one of these each show as well. So we'll start with that. And then if you want to call in, please do. It is 1-888-627-6008. So again, I know we've been connecting here and surrendering, but I'm going to ask again and setting my clear intention that the High Council draw near and come through me. Whatever the High Council feels is important for us as a group to hear today. And I ask again that my guides help me to be a clear conduit for this message. And that it be in the highest good of all. And in the name of love. And so it is. Dearest souls and light ones, we are so excited and happy and glad that we are connecting with you here, that you are joining, that even in each one of you listening here, you are joining your energies and your hearts. And that is indeed exciting. And we honor each one of you. And right now we ask again that we spread this love, this collective energy of light and love that you have created by listening today and joining with us and with Jenny and all the others who are listening to the show, whether live or to a replay. So we ask that you just be aware of that connection. Take a breath. Whether you can feel that your heart is now connected to all others listening or not, just intend, say, claim that it is true. And now we ask that you imagine a light, a white light with a bit of a bright pink hue, that this light comes in and out of your heart through the front of your body at this moment. So there's an energy of this light going in the one side of your heart center and through the right and coming out the left, like a little piece of a circle. And so then you're going to see this light coming in and going out as your own little part of the circle. And so when it joins with all the other lights, it makes the circumference of the circle. And so we wish for you to now open, knowing that we are only allowing the energy of this higher vibration of light and this pink connection. We ask only that each of you share that highest light and receive that highest light as you join here now. And so that is knowing Archangel Michael as well is watching over that so that only the highest vibration, this pure love, is being shared. So imagine that it's coming in from those others who are sharing this time with you. It's coming in through the right side of this beam of light. And at the same time as it's coming in, you're sending your light out. Your light that is joined with all the others' lights that's coming in. So that this light that is creating a circle between all of you is filled with each of your heart lights. And if you wish, you can also see it extending. So if you were all sitting in a big circle, extending across the circle to the others across from you and their love coming into you. This love that is divine love, that is from the divine and also comes in through each one of you. Again, asking that this highest expression of love be what you are sharing, and as it comes in and leaves, that it fill your body, this beautiful healing pink light of love. So that you've got your body filled with this light, as well as it circling around and moving across and between each other. And now we ask that you put some of this light like a circle in your hands, the palms of your hands, and allow it to put your hands in front of you and allow this light to form there as well. In fact, we're going to ask that you channel all of this light that's coming in and out of your body, channel it now into a ball in front of each one of you in your palms. And now we're going to ask that you lift this light up, up towards heaven, towards higher consciousness. You can do this in your mind's eye or physically with your hands now. We wish that you surrender this love. And so as you lift it up and then let your hands fall away and see this love just spreading out and showering and sending out like a big cloud of love to, and asking that it go wherever it is needed, surrendering it to its higher purpose, its purpose of, as love. Just trusting that this love you've generated together is now healing in the way it's meant to heal, going where it's meant to go in the world and within each of you. Healing sickness, healing sadness, healing grief, healing disturbances and war and conflict, raising, healing Mother Earth and the animals, fostering communication. So it's raising the vibration so that you can communicate with other beings and light beings and love and angels, that we may all communicate more directly in love and with this voice of love. And asking that this love guide you, that you be the voice for love, that you be the action of love. At the same time that this love comforts and heals you. And now just placing your hands in front of you again and gathering up some of this love, cloud of love energy, and just pulling it in and together in your hands and placing it into your heart. And asking that it be anchored there, that it come down into your solar plexus and your belly and your root chakra. And that it also spread out from your heart into your throat and your third eye and your crown. And taking a breath and just knowing, trusting, asking that this love, that you feel this love more fully, more regularly, that it's grounded here in your words and actions, in self-love and care, with grace and ease. And we say thank you for your participation. Each one of you is so important to this whole, each one of you vital to the awakening. And we love you and we thank you. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for all your joining and being willing to open to love today, to be transformed in love, to remember love. This true purpose of yourself is love. And to be willing to be brave to explore relationship and be open to new information and new ideas, and for asking that love and guidance come into each of your relationships. So I'll do that now. Why don't we together set that intention that each one of you will have an insight, a breakthrough, clarity, comfort, peace, a knowing of this love that is unconditional, this divine love that is always there, that each of you will have a transformation in a relationship in your life. Today and the hours to come and this week ahead of us. And so on that note, if any of you want to share, if you have any experiences and breakthroughs after this listening here today, please do join on the Facebook group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates, if you're on Facebook. And you can post about it there. It'd be wonderful to share. All right, so we meet again here in 2 weeks. That will be the 19th already we will be at in 2 weeks. That just seems like way into September, which is supposed to be an exciting month, a lot of energy of transformation and change. And I do, on that note, hope to hear from some of you about wanting to take a step on your dream and your soul's purpose. As part of what I offer is the mentoring program to help you do that, to help you live and create your divine purpose, just as I feel I've been honored to get to do here through joining with you on this radio show and through the book and through being a mentor. So, all right. Thank you. Thank you for joining. Again, the replays will be available shortly at the same link that you're listening to the show if you're listening online, and also on iTunes under podcasts. So have a wonderful, wonderful day this September 5th, this new start to the school year for many. And love to each one of you. All right, take care.
Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.